This is WLIWFM. We are live at the Hamptons Whodunit Festival at the East Hampton Library. I'm Diane Michelli, General Manager, joined by host Brian Cosgrove and East Hampton Library Executive Director Dennis Fabisak. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Good to see you, Dennis.
You too.
So tell us about this festival. It's the second year. What is it all about, and how has it been at the library?
That's right.
The library is all about doing things with the community, and the village decided to put on this event. They consulted us ahead of time, and they wanted to keep it far enough away from Authors Night that it wouldn't conflict, and we're thrilled that they did that. Mystery and true crime is really, really popular. If you watch Netflix, almost every other show they have is in that genre.
Yeah.
And we really embraced it. You know, it's free programming at the library. It's bringing a whole bunch of book lovers and authors into the building and seeing what we have here. And it's something we hope they will continue to do year after year, and we will always support it. And love the fact that it's here as one of the events we can put on.
It's a very impressive schedule, and folks can go to HamptonsWhoDoneIt.org. It's just that simple. That all the information is right there. HamptonsWhoDoneIt.org.
And you have many authors who are here speaking in conversation, but you also have things like an escape room in the library.
Yeah, the library has put on escape rooms in the past as library programs. Last year, for the first Hamptons Whodunit, we decided to offer some. It was a big hit. So this year, the staff have upped it, and we've put a lot more money into it and time. And I think the 200-plus people that have signed up for it are going to be really, really happy when they attend them.
That's very, very exciting. I'm not going into the escape room. I'm too scared. I don't think I could ever find my way out, but I know that people love them.
Yeah, and they have interactive CSI challenges.
Yeah,
there's lunches with forensic experts.
Yeah,
that's an interesting meal conversation.
I remember that those kits. My son had one of those kits where you could do the fingerprints with the with that graphite or whatever. It went all over the place. It was such a mess. But is that some of what they're doing here?
I don't want to give anything away. You know, Carrie Doyle has done an amazing job putting this festival together, and the village is really lucky to have her.
Yes,
she's also a member of the Authors Night selection committee for the library, and you know, everybody works really well together, but she's done a great job.
Well, I was thinking, you know, like Authors Night, which the past couple of years we've had the pleasure to broadcast from,
fabulous.
And we look forward to doing it again this year if everything falls into place, which I think it should. This, as soon as you're done, you start thinking about next year's Whodunit, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we're watching the way things work, and we're using more of the building this time. Mm-hmm. You can see we're doing book signings and a little tea inside the lobby, having your live radio broadcast in this room. You know, each year I think it'll continue to expand and develop further and further.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is, but it's important.
It absolutely is.
The best thing is people are enjoying it and benefiting from it.
So like the East Hampton Library Authors Night, which is a fundraiser for the library, is there a benefit financially for the library from the festival?
No, we're doing this as a part of a partnership with the village.
That's great.
We're not any of the, not a donor for this event. This is for the Village Foundation.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's important also.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. How does this festival intersect with Authors Night that's coming up in August?
Well, I mean, it's reminding the world that East Hampton Village is a place that really cares about authors and books, and now we have these two huge events that are bringing people to East Hampton and getting a lot of attention. And I think, you know, that alone goes a long way. We share authors, we mm-hmm. share contacts. It's really a great partnership.
Yeah. And you have East Hampton Library's Authors Night is celebrating its 20th anniversary this summer August.
It is August 10th.
Yeah. Are you getting ready for it? Any spoiler alerts that you can give us?
Let's see. What can I give you? We're building a whole new website, so don't get excited if you look at the website and it looks old. The new one's going to look beautiful. And we just in the last week signed Diane Nyad.
Oh, wow.
The publisher has re-released her book that the movie was based on, and we're really excited to have her.
That's exciting.
I think that she will be popular. It also is the 50th anniversary of The Power Broker.
Oh, my goodness.
We are hoping that we can do something really special for Bob Caro at the event, something that we're going to get everybody involved in, including the radio audience during the live performance.
You know,
we have an interesting idea.
So. Oh, great. We'll be happy to hear about it. And we interviewed
Michael Mackey.
Michael Mackey interviewed him last year at Author's Night. So we have that on our website. And we were so excited. He's such an icon.
He is.
An amazing, you know.
And
author.
A humble. Yeah. What a humble guy.
Yeah. And he is the number one person that the authors ask to come and talk to, and
journalists
and
too.
he's amazing.
Just to see him last year under the tent, I didn't even talk to him. I was like, holy smokes, that's Robert Caro.
Yeah,
that's a big deal. It's a big deal.
Well, we'll look forward to that, and I'm intrigued by your tease about radio involvement with Bob Caro. So thank you so much for joining us and for supporting the Hamptons Whodunit and having it here at the library.
Thank you, Dennis.
Bustling.
Thank you for
really,
being
really
here.
Great.
I admire what you do. Yeah. I really do. I mean
Absolutely. East Hampton Library Executive Director, Dennis Fabisak. Thank you.
Thank you so much.